Good morning. I'm glad to see that our ranks are not so depleted by last night's social activities and this morning's relatively early start. My name is Dejan Sujic. I'm the co-chair of the Urban Ages Advisory Group. And I'm here to introduce the third of our four sessions on four key projects that are filling four gigantic holes in the London fabric. We're looking this morning at King's Cross, partly through the focus of it as a kind of very large-scale development with a long history, and partly also because of its role as a kind of lightning rod to make us think about the role of transportation in the creation of the city. Before I introduce our two major speakers, I thought it might be worth a little discussion. I mean, I've always felt that one of the best ways to understand a city is to read what the writers have to say about it. And no understanding of London is complete without reading Peter Ackroyd's extraordinary biography of London, which reminds us about how some cities beneath the surface always stay the same DNA, the word that was used yesterday, the same imprint that is placed on a city at one stage in its history seems to go on reverberating down the centuries. And another way, I think, of understanding King's Cross is to read Dickens and Dombey and Son, in which he describes precisely the area of the King's Cross railway lands at just before and just after the time that the railway was cut through this large slice of North London. He describes a situation which could be Beijing Airport now, with in Beijing one sees hundreds of tower cranes and 30,000 people working around the clock to build an airport in 3 years. King's Cross in 1830 was exactly the same, with huge cuts through the kind of mud, bridges that went nowhere, tenements built on the lips of kind of great voids. And now King's Cross again is that, with its construction of the new link to the high-speed rail link to the continent. And just to show this kind of analogy goes on, kind of reverberating, Anthony Minghella, the filmmaker, is currently filming his next production, again in the King's Cross railway lands, in which he has cast Jude Law as a landscape architect. I'm sure we can see that profession zooming up the popularity stakes, who has his office in a warehouse in the King's Cross area. And the film, as I understand it, is about the overlap between different worlds, the world of the black-clad landscape architects during the daytime, and what happens in the same space at night when the Kosovan cleaners come in, and that interesting interaction between worlds. As a background, I'm not sure that's actually going to inform Graham Morrison, partner and allies Morrison's discussion on the King's Cross scheme, but Allies & Morrison is a distinguished architectural practice in London, and Graham is going to tell us about the King's Cross scheme. Thank you.